Good afternoon and welcome. May I have a motion to approve the agenda? Thank you. Stephen, thank you. And any amendments? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, forgot. I only asked for amendments and forgot to ask for objections. Any objections? Okay, so just again, all in favor? Just to make this kosher. Great, thank you. Approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of March 7th, 2013. May I have a motion? Thank you. All in favor? Opposed? Objections? Corrections? Okay. Announcements.
Megan Healy, Drama, Theater, and Dance. I just wanted to announce that tonight is opening night of the spring musical, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which is being presented in the Goldstein Theater. We have lowered the price of student tickets this year, so I believe it's $10 or less. And for anybody who wants to come, you can buy tickets online through the Kupferberg box office, and it's a fantastic show that has drama students as well as music students from the Aaron Copland School.
How nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other announcements? Wow. Okay. All right. There are no special motions. Committee reports. Undergraduate Curriculum Committee.
I'd like to move the UCC minutes from March 7th, 2013, and ask unanimous consent.
Any objections? Corrections?
Thank you.
Graduate Curriculum Committee.
I move approval of the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes dated March 13, 2013. Request unanimous consent.
Objections, questions, corrections? Okay. Nominated. Yes. Yes. It's just a test. It's not an official vote. We just voted unanimous consent on something. So this is just a test, as they say.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Nominating committee report. Could you present? I don't see Frank. Frank is not here.
Chair, I move approval of the nominating committee report. It's one seat on the elections committee and seek unanimous consent.
Additions, objections, corrections? Done. Old business. No old business. New business. Academic calendar. This is informational only. We don't set our academic calendar anymore. CUNY does, but since it's still in our custom to do it's become a custom rather than a command to have the academic calendar in your April meeting minutes. So it's been included, but it's not like we get to vote on it because it's a done deal. Yes.
I just had one question. I've never ever seen this before. In the fall 2013 calendar, on August 27th, teaching faculty return. What do we return?
Annual leave.
What? What does that mean?
Well,
classes begin on the 28th. What do we do on the 27th?
Wipe the blackboards and put up the bulletin boards like in high school? I don't know.
Where they return to.
Can we have some official comments on that? Or is that just something that... I know that it's in our contract that we...
Hi, Adrienne Bricker, Registrar's Office. I have no idea, although I do know it was in the academic calendar last year as well, so this is not the first academic year in which that date when you're supposed to return has appeared. But it's set by the University Registrar, so I'd be more than happy to find out for you. Okay?
Fair enough. Thank you.
I think what it means is that annual leave is over and we can be obligated to be here for whatever reason on that day, whether or not we teach.
Thank you. Ron?
I have a question of the registrar's office person. It concerns the reading, the day December 16th, which is simultaneously a day of finals and a reading day. So I find that somewhat peculiar. So if it were a day of finals, that means we would have the usual 6 days of finals for ordinary classes. I'm excluding weekend classes here. But so I'm wondering, why is it considered to be a reading day and a day of finals? That seems to be contradictory. Okay, thank you, Steve. Yeah, same thing in the spring, on Friday, May 16th.
Okay, this one I can answer a little bit better. You'll notice that happened on one of our semesters for last year, for fall 2012 and spring 2013. Because it's not in the packet, I can't refer you right now to which one it was. But the way that we dealt with that is we did make it a reading day. And then finals continued the next day. So you'll see, if you look at December, the 17th is a Tuesday, the 23rd is a Monday, so that would give us each of the 7 days in which we could schedule finals, and I believe that that's the way we'll continue to do it. There will not be classes held on the 16th, but you could use it certainly for, I think in the past we've held departmental exams and stuff like that. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking from what I recall from the last academic year, which was that we used it as a reading day, but certainly as the final exam schedule comes together, we would assess our needs for departmental exams, and the final exam schedule will be published by the time the fall begins. I'm not saying that we'll have 5 days for final exams. I'm saying that we would take some time to assess the needs and the time frames that are required for all of the exams. Mm-hmm. Okay. We will have the final exam schedule published by the time fall 2013 begins, as is required. I'm sorry, I don't have any further information about that right now.
Thank you. I appreciate you stepping up, Adrian. Okay, the Academic Senate schedule of meetings for next year. May I ask for a motion to approve the meeting dates?
So moved.
Okay.
Seek unanimous consent.
Objections, corrections? Done. Okay. A motion to censure, Mr. Bento.
This is the same one as last time. There's been no editorial changes. I'd like to make a motion to censure the Board of Trustees and Chancellery. Let it be resolved that the Board of Trustees and Chancellery of the City University of New York be censured for the irresponsible mandate of the Pathways General Education platform. Whereas the time allotted to Queens College for implementation of Pathways was inadequate, whereas this rushed implementation will have extremely adverse consequences for incoming freshmen who will face an inadequate number of seats and an inadequate range of required courses, whereas the guidelines for the implementation sent to Queens College make transfer more difficult within the City University of New York due to the restrictive nature, whereas the process by which Pathways was mandated violates our joint governance rights as faculty and student senators, whereas Pathways will decrease the quality of a degree from Queens College, therefore lowering the college's rankings and hurting the postgraduate opportunities of students. Furthermore, these issues have been brought to the attention of the Board of Trustees and the Chancellery, only to be met with obstinate hostility rather than compromise. I seek unanimous consent on the motion.
Debate? Okay. All in favor? Shall we try the... Try your clicker. Yes, in favor, one. Opposed, two. Abstention, three. One is in favor, two is opposed, three is abstain. Oh. Okay, we have one late arrival who's... Press your clicker first. One in favor, two opposed, three abstain. Okay, Ken, so did they work?
The software is working, but it's not using it later because the battery is starting to die. I didn't want batteries, so I think it's going to have to do it by having to let it be.
Okay. Okay, by hand. All in favor, raise your clickers. Opposed? Abstention? It does not pass. Does not pass.
Turn.
Thank you all very much. See you in May. I'll pretend.